This is the James Poole Artistry Productions podcast. Welcome to this discussion.
Hello, Perceptive Readers. This is James Lynch, and welcome this week to a Perceptive Readers podcast. And the subject that I want to talk about is my commentary. You know, I've made many of them over the years, hundreds, really, by the way, of them. Over the years, maybe 1,000 or so, but I know it's in the upper hundreds. I know that. With that being said, you know, I do have some commentaries that I really enjoy. You know, if people were to say, what do you enjoy most about your job? Okay, right now, let's say my job is James Poole Artistry Productions, my business or what have you, of what I really wanted to be for myself. As far as services or what have you, it really is one of those types of things where it would come from correspondence. If somebody was really, really interested in just what I'm capable of doing, which I do have a lot of experience. And all people would have to do is just look and listen to you know, my podcasts and my writings, they always see the wide variety of things that I like to talk about, which, you know, it is, it's a wide variety. But I wanted to actually zoom in on the science fiction aspect of it, okay? I've talked about Star Trek quite a bit. I told you one thing that would just, you know, be an enjoyment for me is to even, like back in the young days, I could just, you know, look at each episode and just give my take for one reason or the other, you know, starting with the original episode. Because I actually, I mean, after the Star Trek Enterprise and the Voyager and Deep Space Nine, and the Next Generation, it was after them that I just haven't been able to keep up with all the marvelous ones that came out since. I mean, even when it came to the movies, I think the one that has to deal with the Enter the Dark or Darkness or what have you with Khan, I think that was the last one I was actually able to go in the movie theaters, I believe. I believe it was movie theaters. You see what I'm saying? That and enjoy that. Now, I haven't been in a movie theater in years, you know. I barely, you see, watch TV, you know, maybe one day a week or what have you. Well, I try to, you know, the whole point is I may not watch TV that much in this, but it's not because I'm not doing it on purpose either. You see what I'm saying? But the whole point is I still, you know, have a tendency to work from my home office a lot, just doing research, et cetera, you see, at least through the internet. With that being said, I'm still talking about commentaries, though. See, there are some commentaries that, I'm just telling you the reality of it all. There are some commentaries that the only way I'm able to really do it or enjoy those type of commentaries is when I'm actually feeling well satisfied as far as taking care of all my other responsibilities. You see what I'm saying? Towards what we're supposed to make for money and things of that nature. So you see me write about what is the difference between a job and a hobby? You know, I said as a joke, and normally the reply is, well, one of them you get paid for. So it's like until you make money, everything that you do is a hobby. You see, even though that's not literal, but you can get the point of why it was such an old saying, because people can have some valuable skills and cannot monetize them to save their life. Sometimes, you know, if you don't have the right connections, the right group or what have you, then, you know, you will be left out of the commerce market, so to speak. It happens all the time. And this is one of the things that I, you know, I keep you informed of, that some of those commenters, especially dealing with science fiction, on that nature, other types of reports or interviews or what have you, those are the items that you just don't go into for people like me as well. Well, you just don't go into unless you already got your bases really covered in other ways. And that's just the way, you know, some of us are. It's just more than a choice. It's almost like a feeling. So I just thought I'd let you know that that's one of the reasons. Remember that book, The Star Trek Vision, and how it really was supposed to go into every episode. Now, of course, you can do a search for commentary on every episode, most likely, and they'll tell you about it, you see, and I'm sure you'll gain some interest from it. One thing that you probably notice is since we each have unique personalities, I just have my own, you know, personal insight and thoughts on each, you see, on each episode anyway. So mine's, I think, have proven to be, you know, totally unique, you see, from everybody else's and vice versa. And yet, as I mentioned before, those type of commentaries normally have come about when I was just well satisfied, so to speak, of covering my other responsibilities and all. And again, you know, I talk about monetary way and on that nature. But until then, you see, I just normally focus on other items and what have you. And that's what I was going to talk about today. You see, those type of commentaries, why I do some of them or interviews, or why I did quite a bit of them in the past, and why you don't see maybe those same type of commentaries like you used to, you see, in times past. You know, I just thought I'd share that with you. Have a good day, Perceptive Readers. Bye-bye.